welcome to a very special episode of Test Pilot. I'm your host, Mark. I'm joined by my co-host, Cassie and Kale. And today we have a very, 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 very special guest. And that guest is Kat. You know her. You love her. This is a podcast where you may as well watch the whole thing instead. Oh. And by the thing, I mean whatever the fuck you want. The show we're doing today is The Love Boat. It aired from 1977 to 1987, had 10 seasons with 250 episodes.
How?
Overall on IMDb, The Love Boat has a 6.2, and the pilot episode, Captain and the Lady, /Centerfold, /One If by Land, has a 6.8. We're back with a very, very, very wet, aquatic...
It's the aquatic queen!
Swish splash. That's
Splish splash, I guess.
Those elbows are wet.
Yeah.
No, I was.
She's got wet elbows.
Yeah, I know. It's really annoying.
Wet elbows.
It's like turning into sores now. Mm-hmm. No, we did end the wet quadrilogy.
Well, I will say,
a few episodes ago, but we're back.
This was a shock. This was a shock to hit my inbox. Cassie was like, by the way, Kat's going to come on the episode. And I was like, okay, well.
Oh, when I heard, I was like, ooh, hot, wet action.
Well, you heard that. I was like, it's going to be the driest episode we ever had.
We were going to maybe go with fire.
You're expecting a drought.
But someone decided to go on a bit of a fun adventure and we needed to get in theme to discuss it.
Yes. So we had a very nice ending to the last episode, Aquaman. It was a good finale to the wet era of my life, and I thought that was over.
She thought she'd never be getting wet again.
You just, you could, I guess, take the girl out of the water, but you can't take the water away from the girl.
No matter whether she can swim or not.
No matter if I can swim or not.
That must have been, once we get to it, it just must have been scary.
Yeah. And I guess I just can't help when my family wants to go on a 4-day cruise just around Sydney's harbours.
Mm-hmm. So you went on a cruise, Kat?
Yes, the Pacific Adventure.
Is this what you've titled it, or is this what
the this is the actual official name of the cruise.
How would you title
from
it?
From P&O. I would title it...
Oh, P&O is our sponsor today. Thank you so much, P&O.
Thank you so much.
Can someone clap?
Yeah, I'll clap.
I would call it 4 days of bliss.
Bliss.
Good times, great tunes.
Okay, so set the scene. You've woken up. It's Christmas Day.
Pack my bags.
Your mum's entered the room and she's... I'm assuming she's wearing the full outfit of the king.
She is wearing, okay, so for some context, my mom has always been really excited to get the whole family on a cruise together. Nothing too far away, nothing too fancy. And so she booked us this 4-day cruise with P&O. Mm-hmm. It's all well and good. It was called A Tribute to the King, actually.
Yeah. She thought it was Martin Luther, right?
Absolutely. She is, she's all about Black Lives Matter. Like, I just.
A tribute to the king, actually?
That's what she thought. That's what she thought.
She was she thought the full title was a tribute to the king.
Actually.
It's like the actual king, Martin Luther.
but it turns out it was actually an Elvis themed cruise. So.
Is your mom an Elvis fan?
No, I wouldn't say she's an avid Elvis.
She just
fan.
Wanted the cruise.
She just wanted the cruise. Yeah.
What a win though that you ended up on a, as you described it, as respectfully heavy-handed themed cruise.
I'm a full convert now. I think everyone should go on a cruise.
Cruises or Elvises?
Themed cruises.
Okay.
With it being a tribute to the king, actually, does that mean that most of the people on the boat dressed up as Elvis at all times, or is it more that there's impersonators in every corner?
Both. So there were a lot of people dressed as Elvis, and there were a lot of rockabilly people.
You could change into Elvis at any time you want.
Anytime.
And
it'd be totally fine.
You did?
I wore a wig one night at dinner. Yep.
Yeah, you
fantastic. Did they hand those out?
Like an Elvis wig.
Yeah, makes sense.
And they hand those out.
What did you think she was going to say?
I don't know.
It was Martin Luther wig.
Yeah.
I was just there the whole time being like, doesn't feel like it's got much to do with the king.
Yeah. And I was ready to protest. Yeah.
How easy is it? I'm trying to not make it like I had a dream joke, but they're so easy.
What do you mean?
Just to be like, I had a dream and it wasn't this cruise, and then you hit the... See, and then it works.
Well, I have to do it.
No, I know.
I'm illegally, every time you make a Martin Luther King joke, I have to hit it. And I don't know why I signed that document, but yeah, well, I did.
Can you take us through some of the activities on the cruise?
Yep. There was bingo.
What do they Elvis call it themed? Though? If they've just called it bingo, I'm furious.
Yeah, so I think everyone who worked on the furious. Boat wasn't really into Elvis all that much.
They just added three O's at the end of bingo.
Yeah.
So yeah. Like a bingo.
Bingo. Yeah, bingo. I like it. There was trivia, which was
Elvis themed.
Was also no, it was also not Elvis themed.
What is happening
yeah,
right
it's
now?
Normal. And then there
you've
was
gone in. You've pre-filled out the form. You've just gone. Yeah. Question one, it's Elvis. Question two, Elvis. Yeah. Question three, Hound Dog. Yeah. Question four, Elvis.
Yeah.
That one, it. Blue Suede.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was also an activity called Guess That Tune. Okay. Where they just got people
Don't
around.
It was
bar.
Elvis every time.
Don't you dare right now, Kat. Was there a single Elvis song?
There was no Elvis song.
Fuck off. What the fuck? It was just killing in the name of every time.
Corn.
No, there's no prize either. They just kind of played 10 seconds of a song. Probably like a 70s or 80s song.
Yeah.
And then people just yelled.
Well, I'll tell you what
it
wasn't a 50s or 60s song, apparently.
No. Okay. That aside, that was in the daytime with people walking around dressed like Elvis. And then at night, there were Elvis impersonators.
Okay.
There was.
And they were just going around, like, probably singing other artists' songs.
Well, there was like a C grade one.
A lot of Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
There was a C grade one that supported the B grade one, who then supported like the main impersonator.
Oh my God. I kind of love that.
And when the main one came out, were people like, oh shit, that's
It was packed out. Yeah. It was packed out in that, in the main room, which I went into for about 2 minutes and it just smelt like fart. And so I couldn't do it and I had to leave.
Listen, I will say the Elvis crew, they do run farty. And everyone does know that.
Yeah.
They're a farty bug.
It's a bit flatulent.
Does anyone else feel that Elvis is sort of like the cis male gateway to drag?
Interesting.
I really like that take.
Yeah.
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 I don't.
Yeah. So anyway, I've got an Elvis show coming.
You do. You would make such a good Elvis impersonation.
You actually,
you
great
you
hair.
Actually would.
Hold on.
Let's put a mascara on you.
How's that? I did a little curl. Is that good?
It's pretty
I'm
good.
I'm turned on.
You little hound dog.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, great.
No, I did say that.
Stop
to the waiter.
I was actually on the boat the whole time. I saw Kat and I hid.
You hid in costume. You hid in character.
When you went around the room, would you
handshaking each of these Elvis impersonators?
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
You've handed out
you
all
hound
the roses.
Dogs.
Hound dogs.
Now, were you hearing lots of conversations like around the room, being like,
"I like Elvis."
Do you like Elvis too?
Yeah, I like Elvis. Yeah. I liked it when he's skinny. Oh, I liked it when he's fat.
Yeah.
I liked it when he went to war.
There were a lot of just randy people, which I kind of loved.
Like horny Elvis impersonators.
Yeah, I think so. I think there was a lot of effing on the boat.
Was there anyone on the boat that had a child and had dressed them up as Elvis?
Oh, good
question. Thank you.
No. There were no baby Elvi.
Were they babies?
Elvi.
Okay. There were many. There was the baby. There was the kid family pool, which was just absolute chaos.
That's piss.
Yeah. It was
that thing is 99% piss.
We have the council of Elvi. I don't know why they don't sound like Elvis.
Did you splish splash in any of the pools?
I went on the big slippery dip slide.
You can't
at the very
swim.
Top of the thing.
But she splish splashed.
Yeah, but
she splish splashed
on the slide.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got to keep those overboard. Elbows wet.
Yeah, I didn't actually go in the pool because it was very green because I think it was just like 99% chlorine.
Yeah. To me, it doesn't sound like you went on an Elvis cruise, personally.
Mm.
A lot of the stories you've told is about all the non-Elvis things that
he's,
they did.
He's an Elvis cruise truther over here.
All right.
I personally don't believe Elvis cruises exist. And
nor
I never
nor
have.
Is he dead.
Yeah. Well,
nor was he ever famous.
No. Is this all culminating in one night, one crazy night where the big Elvis impersonator hits the stage and everyone's like, oh my God, it's Barry Elvis, the famous Elvis strain.
Oh my God, it's the guy that impersonates the guy.
Yeah.
That I only kind of like.
Yeah.
It's actually not even that far from that because after he did his show, everyone came to congratulate him.
Really?
Literally everyone
thank
said,
you, thank
Barry,
you
were fantastic.
You've done it again.
Yeah.
See you next
champagne.
Year.
Barry Elvis, how do you come up with these tracks?
No, I would highly recommend it. And I would love to be sponsored by P&O. I would love this whole show to be sponsored by P&O. Maybe we can do an episode on a boat.
Test Pilot Cruise Line, maybe. God.
That'd be a cheeky episode for me. I like it.
Imagine getting a P&O sponsorship where it's like, and at 5 o'clock, you can go to the main stage and watch a live episode being recorded.
There was a roster of activities that were available on the boat, and they all sounded fantastic. And almost every single one we went to that wasn't like a quiz or something in a bar section was pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. We went to one that was, shuffleboard, like the shuffleboard tournament.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, this will be fun. Like all these drunk people playing shuffleboard. We got there and it was like a small room with AstroTurf and like a tiny shuffleboard and no one was there.
Yeah.
And maybe like half of the pucks missing.
Yeah.
Was there Elvis themed karaoke?
Hold on. Where who took the pucks? Yeah, where the pucks go?
Exactly.
Who took the pucks?
Exactly.
Now this is the mystery that we need.
There was a scavenger hunt on the boat, actually.
For the pucks.
Yeah, but we missed it. Yep.
Well, you missed the scavenger hunt?
We did miss the scavenger hunt.
Oh god.
Yeah.
Did they just do scavenger hunts to find things that they couldn't find?
We got a bit too drunk.
They're like, listen, we need these pucks back, so we're going to host a scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
And for 2 hours only, you can go into anyone's room that you want.
Yeah, we've lost Barry as well. If I'm being honest,
there are so many rooms on the boat as well.
And all we found was this bloody wig.
Oh shit.
That would be a bit of fun.
I'd write. I mean,
to be a mystery that you could solve?
I would go on a murder mystery cruise.
Yeah, fair.
Oh,
yeah.
I wanted it to be like locked down. No one's leaving this boat until we figure out who killed.
If I could get like 20.
That's the dream.
Eunice.
That's the dream. The dream is to solve Eunice's death on a boat.
I want to be Poirot so bad.
If we get like 25 to 50 of us together, a murder mystery cruise would be fantastic.
Or, you know.
Or just not, it doesn't have to be a cruise boat, but just a boat.
I would love to not be on a boat.
Yeah.
Cassie, then fine. You can be the one that was killed.
Yeah.
And we'll get a
double.
I was
going to be the one that was killed. So it just gave you a good excuse.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You don't get to play. You don't find, imagine being that one friend, though, that you don't find out until you're on the boat. You've paid all the money to be a part of it. Like, I can't wait for this murder mystery. It's like, I'm the dead one.
Yeah, you're the dead one.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to sit in this chair dead on this table
for and guess 6 what? Hours. Your character shit itself as well.
Yeah. Yeah, don't worry. If you're a bit stage shy, you don't have to shit. I brought shit in this bag. Now put it in your pants.
Put that in your pants, okay? Yeah.
You want to sell this thing, right?
Stop fucking moving. You are ruining this for all your friends.
No, you can't go to the bathroom. Just shit again in your pants. Yeah. That's a whole thing.
Yeah, but don't make noises or that will ruin it for the rest of us. We think you're dead right now.
I understand that you're thirsty, but you don't want to ruin the immersion.
Dead people don't drink.
People just stand around you and talk about how they really think of you.
Yeah. She can't hear her. She's dead.
Honestly, I'm glad that she's dead fictionally. I'd also be dappy if she was dead in real life.
If Cassie was really dead, there'd be 4 times as much shit, guaranteed.
And then after letting you go through that for 8 hours, we'd be like, there's no murder mystery, Cassie.
Yeah.
We just wanted you to put all of our shit in your pants.
I want new friends.
You're shit, girl.
Can we just turn off the lights and leave the boat?
Your name's not Cass anymore. It's Shit Girl. This is for the turtles.
How would you?
Very good.
Yeah. Oh, quick question about the cruise. Did you visit the Bermuda Triangle?
Oh, did you go Bermuda Triangle?
Yeah, we went to Bermuda.
Was it there?
We went just the past Coffs Harbour to the Bermumu and it was beautiful.
Just the past.
Yeah, the water went from like blue to like a purple.
To blood red.
To blood red. Yeah,
and then there was a bitch dragging a boat and it was cool.
Yeah, it was so cool.
It was really cool.
Did you see any did you get to water ski on that bitch or what?
Yeah.
That's sick.
Did you water ski?
No.
Of course, it's a cruise boat.
Was there a rock climbing wall?
Oh, was there a rock climbing wall?
There was a rock climbing wall. There were 2 rock climbing walls, but they were too expensive for what they were, so I didn't go on.
Wait, you had to pay? Wait, sorry, what?
Yes.
Explain cruises to me.
Yeah. What are you paying for?
So the rock climbing wall, you had to pay, I think it was $40 for an hour.
Fuck off.
Fuck off indeed.
Yeah, and it just kind of went up and it went
down. What are you going to go to a different rock climbing wall? You're stuck on a boat.
Yeah, it was a plank of flat wood. And then they had the rock climbing rocks on it. I only saw one girl do it. And then she was using the rocks with her feet, which is what you're meant to do.
Uh-huh.
With her hand, she was grasping the edges of the plank.
Nice, nice.
To get herself up and gaming not using the system. The rocks.
I paid $40. I'll do what I want.
She went up and down about 7 times.
She's going to get her $40 worth.
Yeah.
What was your favorite activity?
Getting off the boat?
No. No, I actually liked getting on the boat because it felt like getting on an international flight.
Quick question. Did you like wave to people? As you were leaving.
Through rice at people I didn't know.
Yeah. She was just smashing bottles against the side of it and they're like, man.
No,
stop.
I was just throwing champagne bottles off.
That's must christen it.
What is there fanfare when you leave?
Just strangers on the
flat out the Titanic.
Literally everyone on the boat is so friendly. I think they've all been trained to, as soon as they make any kind of eye contact with you, they have to say, hi, hello, ma'am. And
the
crew.
Yes.
How did ma'am feel?
As friendly as possible.
I get ma'am a bit these days.
Mammy.
Yeah. I get mammy a bit these days. But like in reference to the mammy monster.
You look yum. Just like him.
I do. And I love the little noodles. Don't cook them.
No, actually watching this episode, it brought back quite some fond memories. That's the boat didn't look that different.
That's right. We're doing an episode.
Here's the thing about this episode. I have nothing to talk about with this.
So this was my bad. We had to find something cruise related. The only thing I could think of was the Love Boat. This was such a nothing episode. And I apologize to everyone. I just want to cut on the podcast. And I want to apologize for that.
Mm.
I liked watching all the misogyny and racism.
I think it was fine.
Yeah, it was so fine.
Are you guys talking about?
When I was watching it, I was like, they don't make TV like this anymore.
Actually, I really liked another favorite part of my cruise trip was just watching all the old people get really drunk.
Yeah. Okay. I like a good drunk.
Everything was served in like a plastic cup, which is fair.
Did you hear any sex sounds?
There was like thumping.
The stomping. Was there ghosts?
Yes, yeah, stomping and then thumping.
Oh, dude, ghost cruise.
There was a lot of creaking. It just sounded like someone was in my cabin at night, which was a bit scary.
Fucking sick.
I was thrilled.
Did you go?
It was Barry. Private performance by Barry.
Did you go downstairs where they like dance on tables and shit?
Yeah. And there was like violin players and they were just like playing out of like glass bottles. Like,
yes.
Did it sing?
Did you get someone to hold your skirt and then you stood on your tippy toes?
Yeah, I just held everyone like we held hands and then we like spun each other around.
That's one of the best dances there is.
Smiled and laughed maniacally.
Yeah.
And then you did sweaty hands in a car, but only sweaty hands.
Yeah, no, we all got really sweaty. Yeah, then all drew each other. Yeah.
Were there cars down in the basement of the Elvis thing? And was it Elvis cars?
Yeah, they were very old timey cars. Only old timey cars.
What are Elvis cars?
What are you Elvis
cars? Because he's thinking about Elvis cars.
He said nothing smart. And he's like,
if you knew what Elvis cars were, you'd be looking like that too.
Those are Elvis cars.
What would you guys imagine yourselves doing on a cruise? Now that I've given you such a fantastic the world that I've built.
I'd just be walking around and be like, I mean, I could draw you like one of the French girls.
Yeah. Just like to everyone. Yeah.
I'd be like, I could draw
I'm you. I'm not like, gonna, but I could.
I could draw you like one of the French girls. It's not a big deal.
Just like walking around, like dropping your sketchbooks.
Just stick figures with tits and dicks. Yeah.
Tits and dicks.
I could draw you.
But like movies. French like little berets on them.
And you pick it up.
Armpit hair on everything.
You pick it up and you're like, oh, you weren't supposed to see that. Jeez. Embarrassing.
I'm actually a bit of an artist.
Yeah.
I could draw you like one of my French girls. You want?
I would jump off the boat and die.
Just straight away?
What? No, that's what I'd do in a cruise.
Oh, right.
Like
but not if I offered to draw you like one of my French girls.
God, no. If that happened, I'd have to stick around.
Nice. And then we'd jump off together.
Yeah.
Day one, I'm going out. I'm wearing just underwear.
Yes.
No sunscreen.
Tell me you got the bathrobe on though for some of it.
Yeah.
Just bathrobe undies.
No, but this bathrobe has no sleeves.
Yeah. It's one of those.
It's fantastic. But it definitely did have
sleeves.
Oh,
yeah, definitely did. But he ripped
them
off.
He ripped them off.
I've bought one of those mesh dressing gowns that you know about.
I love them.
So I'm wearing my mesh dressing gown. Sleeves on off. They're off. Okay.
Yeah.
The sleeves are off. Meshed all up. I'm wearing just underwear.
Chainmail underwear.
And I'm walking up to everyone and I'm saying, can you believe I didn't even put sun cream on today? and they're looking me up and down and they're saying, oh, yeah, no, you definitely should.
You're a white man.
Yeah, you are quite pale. And I look at them and I just go,
I don't think I
international
need
waters, baby. There's no rules here.
It's like you realize Puerto Rico isn't a law.
Yeah, yeah. And then I order like my second yard glass for the morning. This is 9 a.m. at this point.
What's a yard glass?
It's a big old glass.
Okay.
The length hits a yard
just
length.
Filled with clam juice.
Yeah. In my left hand, I've got my clam yard.
Yeah.
In my right hand, straight up vodka.
Yeah.
And I'm sucking from both of them. Okay. I'm wearing no sunscreen.
And you're like, I don't see a problem with this.
Yeah. I keep telling people
that.
I keep going up to people and I smack them on the rear. Okay. And I say,
sun's not bothering me.
I say, hey, this is a sailor's hello. And I smack them on the rear as hard as I can. And my hand is fucking covered in clam juice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Because I refused for them to put lids on my yard glasses. I say I like the ocean air in them. So I'm walking around and I'm stumbling at this point. I'm going to be honest. I've drank too much.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I've got my yard glasses out. I'm going around the deck. I want everyone to know my name because this is how I'm going to make it.
You're smelling like a ripe Canadian bacon by this point.
So what I'm basically doing, I'm going around telling people I'm not wearing sunscreen. I'm jetting to the bathroom every 5 minutes because my body is not enjoying this clam juice cocktail I've made.
Just rejecting it.
It's absolutely.
But you know, that's
it.
The first step of the clam vodka detox.
I'm
so
detoxing.
You're like,
yeah,
committed because you don't. You're like, this is working the way it needs to.
Yeah, and this is what, like 9:40 a.m.
Yeah. I'm just perfectly picturing you as this guy, and you have a cigar in your hand, just standing next to a comment. What's that? No sunscreen for me.
Yeah. I keep every time I leave the bathroom, and there's usually quite a line by the time I'm done in there.
It's okay. This is a mesh robe.
Whenever I leave the bathroom, I always look the first person straight in the eyes and I always say, don't get a beach body like this without a couple of trips in there. And then I wink.
Get it?
Yeah. Then I do, I vomit in front of them just in case they don't get it.
It's always good to make sure they understand.
Do you know how to tactical vom? I'll show you.
I did organize like I was passing out flyers around the thing, just like to kids and stuff, telling them like I am.
Because
you
decided to host a talent show that
night. I'm hosting a talent show later that night.
Yeah, you have to.
Just
yeah.
for children.
Well,
hold on.
Here's the thing.
Well, you're competing.
Well, everyone deserves an opportunity to shine.
You put in the kids to ringer it out.
It's not for adults. It's not for children. It's for adults to watch, but it's only other children contestants and then Mark.
And Mark.
Yeah.
Because you didn't want to risk competing against it at all.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's not a risk. It's that it's like, here's the thing.
He wants raw talent.
Yeah. I want raw talent because I, at my core, I have a lot of raw talent in me.
Everyone's always said that.
And like, and here's the thing. I've kind of got like a cute act going.
Mm.
Like I'm kind of like a cute guy. And I feel like if I put that against a bunch of adults, it's going to seem weird. Like, like all these adults are going to look like they're like kid fuckers. You know what I mean? But if I'm there with a bunch of like 4 to 9 year olds and I got my cute act going with them, people in the crowd are just going to be like, this is good.
That explains the giant lollipop you've been walking around with.
Yeah.
But it's like, instead of a lolly on it, it's like a potato.
It is a potato lollipop. Yeah. And I do have the curls going. I've bought a curl wig. I'm not wearing it though, because that's sun protection as far as I'm concerned.
And he ain't no pussy.
Yeah, so, you're a man of your values.
What is a wig but a hat?
Yeah. And so what I do basically, I get to about 11 o'clock and that's when I start blacking out.
Yeah.
I black out face down on deck.
You actually don't come to until it's curtains.
Yeah. Curtains.
It's part of the act.
Curtains is 4 o'clock. So from 10 to 4, it's complete darkness for me. I wake up and oh boy, does my body hurt. But I'm just assuming that's anticipation. You know, I've got the full body pain. I've gone red.
It's like an acute stabbing pain in the abdomen.
It's the abdomen. It feels like my skin is on fire. If I'm being honest, it feels like someone has lit me on fire.
And there's no way to know how that happened.
No. I'm going to be honest. When I sent out my kids to hand out the
You brought your children on board.
No,
that he's recruited.
I've recruited some kids.
Yeah, he's like the artful dodger.
But they're like yours. They're yours.
I'm basically raising them at this point. I'm giving them advice. I'm teaching them how to vomit.
You've handed them out mesh.
You're washing sunscreen off them.
Oh yeah, we have an outfit.
Yeah, the kids are wearing mesh chainmail.
Yeah. Now when I gave them the pamphlets to hand out, I wasn't nervous at all.
No.
But I literally, at this point in the day, 4 p.m., I'm starting to get nervous blisters all over my back.
Right.
That's so weird.
It's so weird. I'm so nervous.
Are they kind of swelling up through the holes in the mesh?
And you're not nervous about the performance. You're nervous that you're going to reach max capacity. And how is everyone going to see the show?
That's the thing. Mm. So I get there. I have reached max capacity. Yeah. I've reached max capacity pretty quickly.
Well, the show is 80% fire.
I'm not worried about the fire. There's a lot of fire involved.
Kids with gasoline tricks.
I'm more worried about someone opening the door to the small room I've booked and ruining the fire pit I've made. It's a whole vibe I've got going here. So I do the talent show. There's a lot of fire involved. It smokes up instantly.
Yeah.
I did not consider that through. And all the kids, they're wearing their sequins. And so now I'm scared that they're going to catch me on fire.
Wait, say that word again?
Well, they're wearing sequins.
Sequins?
Yeah, this is a whole Drag Race gag. I can't believe you're doing this. Sequins. Fucking Roxy Andrews out here.
The sequins. The sea twins.
Oh, the sea twins. You booked them?
I booked the sea twins.
Wow. Oh, I have to
That's
see
huge.
This.
Yeah, they're on fire.
So they're smoked out by
now. No, they're completely ablaze.
Oh, they're crisp.
So right now what I'm doing is I'm kicking these kids away
the
so they can't
room,
catch
by
me
the way,
on fire.
And, if you're wondering, it smells
you
like maple.
You gotta be safe.
Yeah. It's actually quite sickening and sweet. Actually, yes, it's delicious.
So they're running at me and they're head to toe caught on fire.
Pa, pa, pa.
And I at this point it's kill or be killed. So I start killing.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing about...
You don't spill a drop though, do you?
I've still got... Well, it is lucky because... and it, well, it's lucky and it's unlucky because there are a lot of kids on fire.
Yeah.
And I do have 2 yard glasses still.
Yeah.
The left is full of clam juice and those kids, they're fine.
Yeah.
I extinguish them pretty quickly. Now, the vodka kids, on the other hand, they're not having as easy of a day.
Because they're so similar, the two liquids. If you were to put clam and vodka together... Yeah. They look the same.
Yeah.
So obviously you threw one hand first. Unfortunately, it was the vodka.
Yeah.
That's how the twins perished.
And at that point, I'd thrown the vodka first. Mm. And I just wasn't confident throwing the clam after that.
You're also kind of thirsty.
You just don't know what's going to happen when you throw a liquid these
and
days.
And nothing settles the nerves like a bit of clam.
Yeah. So I downed the clam juice, let the kids die, go, you know, shit, vomit for a couple of hours and then, you know.
Back on the deck and face
then,
down.
Yeah.
And that's just day one,
day
baby.
Day two, baby.
Yeah. Go to the deck, pass out instantly. Tomorrow's another day, I guess. It is a 9-day cruise.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's what Mark would do on a cruise, Kat.
Yeah.
Thank you for asking, Kat.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm just, that's fantastic.
Now, Cassie, what would you do on a cruise?
I already said I'm just jumping off.
She's just jumping off. There's a guy there. After I paint her.
There is a guy there. With one handful of clam juice and one handful of vodka, and that's too much. Mm. It's too much.
Yeah,
I gotta go.
He's not taking your kid, so.
I gotta go. I can't deal with that.
I'm just asking if I can draw him, but I'm too shy. So I really want to ask, though.
He would look fantastic drawing.
To be honest, he's mostly naked already.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean.
He'd be the perfect subject matter. He's covered in.
We said that the undies were chainmail, but they're pretty large loops.
He's
more poking out than anything.
Bulging
out.
Yeah.
Erupting out, even.
Really? Oh. Oozing?
At least that's how I draw it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So we're doing the Love Boat today, I guess. It aired in 1970.
Are you going to do
I love
fast
the theme
facts,
song.
Or? We did Fast Facts about an hour ago, Cassie.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Did we?
Yeah, we did do Fast Facts. The thing about this show is it wasn't good.
Right.
Mm. And there wasn't really a plot.
There was no...
Theme song is fire, though.
Yeah.
My brother and I used to watch this when we were kids, and I don't know why.
My favorite part, I think, of the entire show was just the intro where they were doing the classic, there's the guy, they turn around and they look at the camera, but every single one of the actors, the camera was held on them too long, and you see them look off at the director being like, are we good? the biggest offender was the, what was her role?
Well, here's the thing.
The boat director or...
The lady with the short hair.
With the short blonde hair. Yeah, hers was so
Mark's
obvious.
That's baby girl.
She's like smiling and then just looks off to the side and goes, well,
don't
what
tell
am I doing?
Send me a text telling me you want to fuck someone if you're going to deny it later.
I changed my mind about like a minute into the episode. The thing is...
She's cute.
Well, then don't text me until you've made your decision.
I went for the first girl I saw and all the rest were better. Now, there was only 5 characters in this entire show that we get introduced to in the main credits. To give this, I guess we do have to talk about the show a little bit. To give this show some, like the...
I guess we do have to talk about this
show. On our podcast about TV shows?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess like if you're gonna force me to
get into technicalities or whatever.
It starts with a theme tune that I like. I'd heard before. I think it's like a pretty iconic theme tune.
The Love Boat. It's fun to do.
It is a fun one to do, and that is what it sounded like. What I don't know what Cassie was doing.
I actually don't know what I did.
You said a love boat doo doo doo, which is not the song.
It was. Love it is boat, in my heart. Do, do, do.
Yeah. It's no, the love boat.
What am I singing though?
Yeah.
Love boat. Do, 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 do. What am I singing?
Did you hear how she's putting that flair?
She's doing like that.
I need more of me in my mic. I need more of me in my mic.
I actually have perfect pitch. A love boat. A do, 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 do.
So you've made up your own love boat theme apparently, and you keep asking us what it is.
Guys,
like,
what is
like
that?
You're pitching it to us. You're like, what's this or something? It's like,
I'm sorry. What is this, a hit?
Guys, is this a hit? Hold on, guys. Do you hear that? Cha-ching.
That's not the love boat theme. The love
but
boat.
But I
theme.
Am releasing just that as a single, like that 2 seconds of audio.
So we meet the five main cast members in the opening credits. We see a lot of shots of the titular love boat. I didn't write down what the name of the actual boat was. Did anyone write that
it
down?
It was the Pacific Prince.
The Pacific Prince.
Cute.
Which I thought was, because mine was called the Pacific Adventure.
Oh, wow. To find the missing prince.
The prince grew up and turned into the king.
Nice.
Oh.
And it was Elvis, baby.
It's actually so annoying that it wasn't called the Pacific King, your boat. Like everything about
you
that
you can't name the boat
so
after
lazy.
The theme.
The boat is just,
what do you mean?
Because the boat's going
to
do other
the
cruises.
Theme is, the theme
she
is
went
just
to boat
the
school?
Adventure.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Is it that hard to name a boat?
Yeah, she went to boat school and actually you can't name the boat after the theme.
It's literally just changing a name on the side of a boat. It's not that hard.
It was actually just spray painted on the
name. Where do you get off saying the things you say?
And then looking so smug
and
afterwards.
Being like, actually.
Actually, dickhead, you can't name a boat because it's going to do other cruises. I don't give a fuck what the boat does after this, okay? I've paid for an Elvis cruise. Make it a fucking Elvis cruise, all right? I want you to write the king is here down the side of the boat and have a picture of me, okay?
Passed out on the deck, covered in blisters.
Please.
Yeah.
Oh shit, it's the Cruise King. He's back.
He's back. Oh no. Hide your kids.
We've come to see the Cruise King.
Hide your kids unless you want them to have a shot at fame.
Yeah. You can hide them if you want, but you're ruining their lives.
You'd be missing out on opportunity.
So we meet the Pacific Prince in this one, and we meet the five chaps.
Mention that there were five people again.
There's five people.
Cool.
There was a captain.
People. There was a captain.
Three degenerates.
There
and
was
a bartender.
A director.
There's a doctor.
There's a doctor.
Actually, no, the doctor was probably my favorite guy.
Yeah.
And then I guess the others were like side characters.
Isaac. That's what his name was.
Okay.
I remember that too for some reason. It just really stuck.
Hey, Mark. Ready? What was his name again?
It was Isaac.
In one ear, out the other, dude. Come on. Get out of here with that.
It opens with opening credits. The opening credits are quite long. Iconic song. We meet all the cast of characters. And then something interesting happens here. And I thought it was interesting when I saw the title of the episode as well. And I'm talking about those forward slashes. I'm like, I'm looking at it.
And we're like, are we back in Fantasy Island?
Yeah. Well, for one thing, I was furious. Okay, I've started yelling, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm alone at this point, so I'm just yelling. And I'm so angry I'm not even getting out words. It's just yelling
sounds.
Well,
you're alone because your girlfriend has left you over all the yelling that you've done.
And I'm fucking confused.
Yeah.
Because there's forward slashes and I'm going, what?
Wait, the forward slashes come up on the screen?
What?
I don't know. Are you just reading? So you haven't even started playing it yet. You're just reading the thing down the bottom.
Oh, he's got the hands on his hips. Oh, you're in trouble.
Kyle, eventually I'm going to get to the episode. You don't want to hear my whole journey of reading the title on IMDb first?
No, I definitely want to hear that. I was just confused because, like, to be honest, I didn't really watch the episode.
Okay. Also, Kyle's feeling vulnerable right now. If you could try not to yell at him.
So I'm on IMDb. I'm reading the title and I'm scratching my fucking head. I'm going, what is going on?
So much dandruff.
I'm furious, okay? The dandruff is out of control at this point.
Like powdered snow.
Just bleeding from the head.
I'm bleeding from the head. I'm angry. And I'm like, How are they gonna rectify
his
this?
Fingertips just soaking in blood.
It's a bloody
in the
scalp.
Episode. How is this gonna work in the episode? And the way it works is quite simple, similar to Fantasy Island, in that we just have a couple of stories in episode that never intersect in any way, and they all happen at once. Now, interestingly, Cassie, you might not find this interesting. Kat and Kale, this is gonna blow your mind, baby.
Okay.
At the start of the episode, we see the titles to each of the different stories, and each of them are directed by a different person.
Ah!
What the really? Fuck is going on?
Yeah, see, I didn't pay attention.
I did not pay attention.
So the way that I guess the way the Love Boat works.
This is definitely like a vacuum during watch kind of show, you know? So you miss
a lot. Yeah, no, I straightened my hair and then did some
shopping
makeup.
A little bit. Like, I don't know.
I definitely listened to some music in headphones while I was playing.
Yeah.
It was definitely scrolling, walked away from the TV, some... did some laundry for 5 minutes, came back, didn't rewind.
Yeah. I chased that dog during this episode.
But there was also three pilot movies.
I'm glad you brought this up.
I feel like we should have done one of them.
Yeah, we probably should have done one of them.
I said no.
Because they were only like 20 minutes longer than this.
This was long.
Yeah, it was only like 20 minutes longer, but I also knew that it would take us like an hour and a half to start discussing the show. Have I been right?
Wrong. An hour 15. Idiot.
Yeah, fucking moron over here.
Fuck, you look dumb right now. Each of them are directed by a different person, and it feels as if they're all filmed kind of separately. They just film a whole bunch of vignettes, like basically small stories, and go like boom, 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 and then just pick three at random and just go like, that's an episode.
Wasn't there only two stories?
There was three stories.
There was three. What was the third?
There was three.
Well, let me read the title to the episode.
Yeah, read
the
title.
Oh, that makes
Captain's
sense.
Captain's Table.
Now. Yeah, read the
porn
title.
Porn chick and the chick that's getting proposed.
That's right. Porn
who
chick.
Wants to get proposed?
That's what
to.
I was
who
forgetting wants to get about.
Proposed so to. The three titles were Captain and the Lady, Centerfold, One If. By land.
What?
Well, one if.
One if by land.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about.
Ellipses is how that one ends.
So we get two forward slashes and one ellipses.
Two forward slashes, one ellipses. I'm like, oh, what is this? A www.web address?
blood scalp.
Oh, no. Yeah.
So
for the record, for the listeners, Mark is still bleeding from his scalp from what happened.
Yeah,
earlier.
He looks like an iced Vovo.
I think he cleans up pretty good.
As if blood stops. What are you talking about?
I'm a moron.
Yeah. Okay, so let's do something that we're so good at this, and let's just fucking speed through this shit, okay? We have three stories to get through.
One story at a time.
Four stories to get through.
Four stories at a time.
I'm putting that fourth in just in case I want to talk about Rumpelstiltskin. We're going to do it fast. We're going to do it furious.
We're fasting over here.
We're fasting. This is the fastest we're ever going to get through.
We're almost at phase two of the clam chowder diet, and
we're in a content fast. Let's be honest.
Let's do it. Let's go as quickly as we can through three different stories on the Love Boat. We're not going to get sidetracked. We're not going to go on any tangents. I think we can do this, guys.
Whatever.
The first bit of this story is like a guy, and he's like the captain, yeah.
Right, yeah. He looks like the captain. I think he says, "I'm the captain."
Yeah, and there's like another guy.
I am the captain now.
I am the captain now.
That's good.
You know what? Come on, man.
All right, let me do it. Let me do it.
I'm the captain now.
I don't even know what you guys are doing.
You're doing a John voice. That's very good.
What are you guys doing?
We're doing I'm the Captain Now.
Yeah, I'm the captain now.
Give it a try.
No, what is it?
What do you mean,
It's from the Hanks Tom movie. Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Well, no one's seen it.
No. Very true. I haven't seen it.
I don't think anyone's ever seen that movie.
Kat, have you seen it? I imagine out of anyone in this room, you would have just because of the whole boat aquatic theme.
Yeah, I have.
She loves the boat.
Two times.
You were like writing notes before
times.
You got on the
Yeah, two
both
times.
In the theater.
Yes. Back to back.
Hell yeah.
Back to back session.
And didn't pay a dime.
Yeah, I just stayed in the cinema and played absolutely. Again.
Sat in your seat and clapping. You just said, play it again. And
they're the guy just sweeping popcorn around
The guy
around
came
me.
In and he's like, Kat, this is the fifth time in a row. And you're like, play it again. I'm the captain now. And he's like, okay. We're going to go through very quickly. That was an example of getting sidetracked. Okay, guys?
Oh, that was an example of getting sidetracked?
You guys stop it. Okay?
I thought
just so that I can make sure, should we just repeat it back to you, another sidetrack, just so that we're
Right.
So you want to give me an example of a sidetrack.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I can say whether it is a sidetrack.
Because I thought we were just cooks, like adding some bit of spice to the explanation.
Kat, I do think that's helpful. So I will let you sidetrack me just now, just so I can say if it's a sidetrack.
Example.
Okay. So sometimes at the office we do like balloons and stuff for people's birthdays. Okay. And at the beginning of the year, there's like a lot of birthdays and there's a lot of balloons. And then sometimes we forget to pop some of them and then they just shrivel up into little corners and then we just find shriveled up balloons everywhere.
I like it.
Okay. Yeah. That was a sidetrack. I will confirm that is an example of a sidetrack. Okay.
Nice.
Okay. Now,
Cassie. Yeah.
Great example.
Now a sidetrack to the sidetrack.
Okay. Yeah.
Balloons. Interesting. Yeah. Mel's brothers.
I'm worried.
It's so bad. Mel's brother's partner. She's terrified of balloons popping.
Wow. So's Daisy.
You know what you should do? If you do need to deflate them quickly, instead of popping them, you just get a pair of scissors and cut them gently at the edge. And they kind of just.
Yeah.
You know what? Talking about air.
Oh, yeah. No.
Flying confuses me. How do we get those big pieces of metal off the ground?
Cassie, you've been on a plane quite a few times, haven't you?
Aerodynamics.
I have been a plane once or twice.
Yeah.
I have been a plane once or twice.
The shape of the plane.
Very interesting.
Zoom, zoom. It's just here in my living room.
The air going over the plane.
Now, when you fly,
pulls it up.
Do you fly exclusively to find lizards?
Almost definitely. That's why I'm annoyed because my brother's getting married in England. I don't think it's going to be a great lizard time.
You guys!
No, so that's an example.
What have you done?
No, so that's an example of a sidetrack.
That was a sidetrack.
Yeah, well, we just want to like make sure.
Thank you.
You did a good.
No, I'm not angry. I'm appreciative of what you guys have all done.
See, you're aggressively appreciative.
Because now in episodes in the future. We're not going to do that. But if we do, we can take any snippet out of that entire example just be like, this is what we're trying to avoid.
Yeah. And now you've kind of taught me how to like navigate them. Because now I know what a sidetrack is.
Yeah.
From now on, we'll just go.
And a sidetrack to a sidetrack.
Well, that was a level on a level, wasn't it? Wasn't it? I thought I was watching Inception here.
Inception.
You know the movie Inception?
Have you seen Inception?
I've seen very few movies. I've seen Inception.
Are you familiar with the concept Inception?
Yeah.
No.
Do you have a totem?
You need a totem if you're going to have a single chance in Inception.
Michael Caine's in that. Do a Michael Caine impression, Cassie.
Hi there, Governor.
It was very good, actually.
Thank you.
It's like he's here in the room.
Here's mine. The Lamborghini then.
Yeah. Is that actually?
Yeah, is that him?
The Lamborghini.
It sounds like a James L. Jones a little bit.
All right, your turn.
All right, ready? My name is Michael Caine.
Oh, no, that's actually really good.
He's done it.
I don't like to compliment you, but holy shit, that was good.
The size of a tangerine.
Marsha Wayne.
Marsha Wayne.
Yeah, that's
Marsha Wayne's?
Marsha Wayne.
Marsha Wayne.
Isn't that the name of his mom?
Marsha Wayne. I do not want to watch my wife and kids again. And he's like, that was Damon. He's like, Marsha Wayne, you keep getting me to watch Damon Wayne in My Wife and Kids.
Scary Movie 1.
I love that show.
Scary Movie 2.
Scary Movie 1.
I forgot that existed until right now.
I bet it aged so badly, but I really liked it.
That jacket is tight, son. Nah, mate.
American plays are like 7 mate or something.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Scary Movie 1. My name is Michael Caine.
Yeah, now we
and
cut
this
to
is my favorite movie.
Michael Caine Scary reading movie a list of his favorite movies.
Scary Movie 1. Scary Movie 2.
Scary Movie 4. I do not like scary movies very
complete write-off.
Charlie Sheen, you should be ashamed. Marsha Wayne.
I thought Charlie Sheen
Tiger
before.
Blood is a phenomenon.
Wow, hey. Fuck!
Fuck!
All right, so.
There's a boat.
Okay, we're going to go through three stories very quickly.
All right, so there's the captain.
Okay, I'm the captain now. Okay, so there is a captain.
You can't say it because then that makes me want to say it.
I know. Okay, there's
this
a captain.
This is how we get sidetracked.
And then there's
you.
There's like a little bitch boy who I don't know what his job was on the boat.
To get a haircut.
He just stands around.
Yeah. So the captain's like.
That was very 1950s of you there, Kale. No, get a haircut.
But that's what they kept saying
to him.
They
kept telling him to get a haircut.
That's literally his whole story.
I missed that.
Yeah. So the captain. The love boat.
I don't know that I've seen this show.
In essence, the love boat is a show about boats.
And it's
a show about love.
Is it though?
I don't know because there was in one of the stories, in two of the stories, there was love.
Did someone die in your episode, Cassie?
Yeah. What did you watch, Cassie?
So it was Thanksgiving. There was a threesome.
Cassie, go bury yourself.
I can't. Every time we dig the hole, I just shit in it.
Yeah, that's true.
Story one. We open on a beautiful, beautiful deck of a boat.
Oh, my God.
It looks nothing like a set. Don't worry about it. It looks exactly like a boat.
It looked like the boat I was on.
It looked like every
boat.
You
were on a set.
Yeah.
Oh, I never left the dock.
No.
This was made before Titanic. That really makes you think.
Mm.
Imagine if James Cameron got his fingers on this one.
James Cameron presents Love Boat.
Yeah, that would be good.
That'd be fantastic.
That would be good.
This was on his mood board.
Co-written by the Wayans.
Yes.
Oh.
Marshall Weish.
Marshall Weish. As soon as I got word, I had to take the role.
Your performance in Scary Movie 1 was
Scary
enlightening
Movie
to
2.
Me. It was only made better when I watched Scary Movie 2.
When I saw them, ladies and gentlemen, bouncing those basketballs like a spooky Nike film.
Opening the film with Andy Richter saying the N-word was one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. Marshall Wange.
Marshall Wange.
So the boat.
The love boat.
The love boat is.
It's
a floatable vessel. That's purely made as a person cargo, and it's taking people on the ocean. But sure,
oh Mark,
but you know what else
it's
taking
face.
On the ocean? Stories,
mm-hmm.
And we have three of them to get through right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the first story,
about how we have three and not talking about.
Well, we open on. You have to admit, we do open on the captain.
We do open on the captain,
and there is a little bitch boy, and the bitch boy needs a haircut.
That's true.
Now we meet a girl. She's,
you did this, Cassie.
One of the.
I didn't mean to.
Then we meet the
I don't
only.
Know why I didn't take the opportunity to do below deck.
We meet the only girl character in the show,
mm-hmm.
And I mean I don't remember her name.
The only female main.
Female main. We'll call her that. Female main.
Okay, yeah.
The one that Mark said he would fuck and then change his mind.
But it's spelled M-A-Y-N-E.
And we'll pronounce it Famale Main.
Ah, Famale Main.
Oh, Famalaman.
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 Yeah. So the Famalaman comes onto the screen.
Sounds like an amphibian.
And she...
Sounds like a
lizard. Some sort of creature.
She's kind of down with the crew. Like the Famalaman is kind of like, she's like, she's the tour guide. The boat guide.
The concierge. Of the boat.
I think
yeah,
she...
She's like a
geisha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like a fucking wallflower.
Yeah, definitely this very white woman with blonde hair, blue eyes. She's like a geisha.
Yeah.
Like a geisha.
She's like, in all ways, culturally a geisha. Yeah.
That was an office joke, really, guys.
Imagine if it was like 38 degrees when we were doing this.
Yeah, no. That'd be good, actually. So she's like a bad bitch on board. You know what I mean, guys?
Yeah.
And so she...
Ripped denim. She's leather like, jackets.
Yeah, yeah. And every time she comes on,
she's on a motorbike.
The screen. Yeah, she's on a motorbike for one thing.
She comes in. She comes in, takes out every scene. Every scene. rolls in on the bike, takes it home and goes, flicks the hair, sup, pussies.
Yeah, and
girls, girls, girls.
Plays in the background. So she comes on and she's like,
like, she throws up immediately in the face of bitch boy needing a haircut.
She's sick.
Yeah.
She's noticeably sick as
So she's got clam juice in one hand.
And so she's like, there's you won't believe what's happened. The craziest shit. One of the people on board today is someone. And that person, her husband
owns something. Yeah.
Of some sort. Like he's like a boat reviewer. Or like he's like an investor in boat.
Either way, he has some swing here.
He has some swing. So
he's the editor of Boats, Boats, Boats magazine.
Yeah, and so we have
oh my God, and to get a bad review in Boats, Boats, Boats magazine.
You're dead.
Yeah, you're dead in
it's
the water.
A death
okay, and so then this, and then they're like. And so you have to treat them well. They have to be treated well.
They have to be treated so well. And
unlike the scum, the way we treat the rest, like
unlike
scum.
The rest of these absolute pieces of shit.
So this guy who runs shit, he comes in and doesn't say a word. His wife, though, comes in hard.
She comes in hot.
Hard and fast.
Okay. She's on her own. She's on a mobility scooter.
Yes.
They could only afford the one.
Not because she has a disability. She's just a bit overweight.
Doesn't like to walk. Yeah. She's huge. She is massive.
Huge.
But he's on like a leash that's connected to her mobility scooter.
Yeah. There's a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken on it. On
she's she's kind of like, she's, and by kind of like, I mean, she is the actress from Gilbert Grape. And she gets craned everywhere.
Yeah.
And then they just light things on fire that she dies in.
Yeah. Please. Do they burn her at the end of that?
They can't, like, she dies.
Burn the fat one. She's a witch, she is.
She dies in bed and they can't get her out of the house, so they burn,
so they
the,
just
house
burn the house down.
No one else watched that constantly as a kid? Okay.
Nah. I remember
the real estate agent was like, there's no way we're selling this house. It smells like fat.
That's what happens in the end. They just burn the house down.
I've definitely not seen
She's a Brick.
What? You've never seen it?
I've seen it, but like, I think I got rid of it. I think in my mind, I was like, nah.
Sometimes you just got to get rid of it.
Gotta go.
You just gotta.
I'm always going to be talking about that big old woman in the vault unless I get rid of it.
To protect yourself, but some you just have to get out.
You got to push right out.
So it's too big for the vault.
Yeah.
Air five.
She would fit in vaults though. It's like one of the only things she'd fit in.
Well, like you can
if we're being honest, like,
or like a bank grade vault.
Yeah, I'm just saying, yeah, like I'm saying, like, yeah, we can poke fun at the massive woman from What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
She's dead.
But if we're gonna, oh no, she's definitely dead. I don't even have to look that up. And I they know had to that. Burn to her house
and down. As we've established on the Test Pilot podcast, we have zero respect for the dead.
If you're dead,
you're
bye
dead.
Bye
bye. Put the cute voice on. If you're dead.
Monster voice. No, okay, so let's talk about the Gilbert Grape mum.
No! No!
Cassie, stop this.
Okay. You know it's all
we're talking
I
about
talk
the
about.
Giant woman that's just got onto this boat that's been crane lifted.
She's an average size. She comes up on deck. And she, bear in mind, for you at home, she's the wife of the guy that we think does something on boat. Who he
main boat guy.
He has sway on boat.
He so owns we're, thing.
We're, big we're, boat boy.
We're like big boat boy, make bad if treated wrong.
Owns thing.
But she's just the wife of him. So this lady gets on the board and they try and be nice to her, but she's like, don't, hey, listen here, sugar tits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't be nice to me. Just get the job done, baby. Cut to, should we just do three? Should we do one story, then the next story, then the other story? Or should we
honestly,
interweave them?
No.
Fantasy Island rules.
Okay.
I honestly think we should do one this week and then next week we do the second.
Yeah.
I think it deserves it.
Well, it was really good. I will say, like, I don't like to give away my ratings before the end of the episode, but like, let's just say it starts with a T.
Let's just say it's double digits.
Yeah. Double digits starts with a T.
Yeah.
Second letter is a W. What?
Wow. Wait, what?
Tweety Bird.
Oh, Tweety Bird.
I'm rating in Looney Tunes. Yeah. We have hit about the 20-second mark of this episode, and we're excited about this.
Yeah.
This is a 50-minute episode. Yeah. So strap in.
Look, we had a lot up top. I don't know how much of that is going to be in the episode, but
all
every
aboard.
Last second.
Thanks. Even if Mark cuts an hour, we've still got a good podcast.
So this stupid lady, she's like, do my bidding. We're going to play Fantasy Island rules here, where we're just going to go one story at a time.
Yeah.
Now this.
So this lady, I don't know if she was born this way or she has a massive chip on her shoulder at this point, but she is being rude to everyone.
Yeah,
she's and being a bitch.
And you're like, what the hell? Why is this lady being so rude? The next time we meet this lady, there's going on where she's a bit rude to all the staff. Next time we meet her is the absolute smoke show of a worker there. The woman who I believe
we'll call her Mark's pick.
No, what were we calling her? Famella lady?
Famellaman.
So Famellaman goes up to another person. She goes up to the captain. She's like, "Hi, I'm the captain now." And he's like, "We don't have time." And then she's like, "So and so, this weird lady, she wants to come to the captain's dinner."
She wants to sit at the captain's table. No, she invited her to sit at the captain's table. She said, "Oh, I'd love to sit at the captain's table as long as the captain doesn't attend."
And then the captain
and
is
he's
like,
"That's my table, bitch."
Yeah, the captain's like, "Oh, I understand." She goes off and she talks to. He's like, "I saw that one coming." She goes and talks to the doctor, and he's And he's like, the captain's not going to show up. And she's like, I think the captain's showing up. The captain shows up. There's a little bit of a moment where he sits down with the lady, and then the lady's like, they have a dick measuring competition. And mm-hmm. the lady's like,
she's like, my dick is huge.
She's like, it's huge. And then the captain's like, okay. And then
he says, I received your joke comment about me not attending yeah. the captain's table.
And she's like, bitch, it ain't no joke.
And then he turns into a complete baby boy and goes, yeah. I'm the captain. I sit at a captain's table.
She says, it wasn't a joke. Do you want to see a joke? And then she pulls out a mirror and faces it to him.
Oh, at that goes, point.
No, and then tilts it down at his yeah. penis. Goes,
and at that point, Kale's just freaking out because we know that's his kink.
Yeah.
Mirrors.
Oh, yeah.
You are rock hard.
He eventually leaves. And this weird thing that happens is like he, I guess this is it. Oh, what am I saying?
How is
I
this
guess,
you fast playing it? I'm sorry.
I'm saying like, I guess we actually have a cruise expert here. Kat, when you were at the captain's table.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And for one thing, was the captain dressed as Elvis?
I assumed Elvis was manning the boat, yes.
Okay, cool. So when you're at dinner.
The Elvis.
When you're at dinner and everyone's sitting down and the captain's there, he seems to, when he leaves, he seems to always be like, sorry guys, I actually have to go right now.
Yeah, so every time we saw Elvis, the boat was still. And then okay. when we didn't see Elvis, the boat was moving.
Okay. Do you think
so I just put two and two together to say that he was yeah. driving the boat.
And do you think it was yes. powered by rock and roll?
Hell was yeah, the boat baby. Powered by rock
and
roll?
And also,
ain't yeah. nothing but a hound dog.
And also, you mentioned the buffet was good, but really was the only thing they were serving peanut butter, banana, and bacon sandwiches?
Yes.
Yeah. Did they actually serve that at all?
No.
Wild.
It's
yeah, they served a lot of fish and chips.
That's the king's dish. I was
going to say, it sounds like a half-ass cruise. And if yeah. we were to do an Elvis cruise, it would be uncomfortably
It'd
themed.
Be wild.
Everyone would be like, no, they have put way too much effort into the theming. We don't have bathrooms.
I was expecting more like sequins everywhere. Like, yeah. like
Thank
a Graceland.
Thank you for saying that word correctly.
Yeah, they're breaking all the rules because the boat yeah. would be named after the theme.
Yes. Mm. Yes. The Elvis Express.
Mm-hmm.
Two.
That's
two. The sequel.
Yeah. Because the first one did not go well.
No, Elvis you burnt it down.
That one was a bit too fast. I will admit that. We shot it from a cannon.
Elvis harder.
So the captain walks off and he puts his tail between his legs and he's like, you know what? Fine. And he leaves. He also addresses the man who owns something, who yeah. is the boss man.
Boats, boats, boats.
That guy doesn't really say anything. He doesn't
He's
talk
just
yet.
Eating the whole
he
time.
He says one thing.
He's a writer, not a speaker.
And it's brutal.
Yeah.
He doesn't say a word. And when he does speak, it's harsh.
So next time we see the captain, eventually he goes to the doctor and he's like, such a tummy ache. And then the doctor's like, here's some little pillies to stop your tummy ache. Oh, and he chews on the pillies. And then the doctor's like, oh yeah, you must be, you seem to be annoyed at this mean lady. And the captain's like, don't even mention that mean lady. My tummy's already fucked. And you keep mentioning her? It's going to get bad. And then he's like, but now that you did mention that lady that has fucked my tummy, I just want to-
Stop it. I think you should leave, Mark.
I just want to say to you that you're not going to believe the twist I'm about to tell you. And then the doctor's like, I'm all ears. And he's like, she's my ex-wife. I couldn't believe it either.
Now my tummy's fucked.
Yeah, I'm at home and my tummy is fucked.
Absolutely
too.
Shed
everywhere.
Still bleeding from the scalp.
So then basically he says like, we were young, we were in love, but then I got a mistress and then the doctor.
That's right.
And he's like, and she was a big mistress. And then the doctor's
she's
like.
Big and mysterious. Yeah,
he's like, I like a big woman too.
He's like thinking, obviously yeah. he's yeah. out with the mother from What's Eating Gilbert yeah. Grape. We all have.
He's mm-hmm. like, oh yeah, yeah. It's a Gilbert Grape situation. You know,
had to
gets
burn down
too
the
big,
house.
Have to burn down the house. You know, we've all been there, brother. And then he's like, no, I'm talking about the ocean. Obviously, I've burnt down the house before. So he's like, no, I'm not into the big Gilbert Grape style ladies. I'm into the ocean. The ocean was my mistress.
I'm into splish splash waves.
Splish splash.
Mm-hmm.
I ruined our relationship because I couldn't stop being a boat captain. Yeah. It's what I do. I'm a boat captain.
Some guys like trucks. Me, I like big boats and I yeah. like being the head of them.
He likes big boats and he cannot lie.
And I abandoned my only love for the ocean. And she's been pissed at me ever since. Now we get a couple more scenes of her being a bit mean to him.
To the crew especially.
And the crew.
Yeah. She was pissed off.
And then blah, blah, blah. He's like, you know what? I wasn't a good husband to you. And she's like, oh, that's actually quite nice.
Wow. We fast played it to the end.
Yeah, that was really quick, actually. Yeah.
That's cool.
I'm sorry.
You know what?
Back.
I didn't realize we could do episodes like that.
I have motion sickness. That
I can't wait
till
your episode, wow. Cassie. Because we're going to go blah, blah, blah. Nothing fucking happened.
I mean, I'm not that mad because she did sum up the main points.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. Did I miss something?
Well, you
the
didn't
horrible
talk,
misogyny.
Yeah, yeah. You didn't talk at all about the Gilbert Grape Mum.
I think I've covered her.
As if you could. As if you could fucking cover her.
Oh, the audience is going wild on that one.
Oh, yeah, Mark gets laughs.
I hate that audience. I literally hate them. That's the thing. They don't know it, but I hate them.
I mean, they're pigs and swine. Why would you listen to this?
It's I hate this show.
Yeah, dude.
I just hate it.
We're trying to find a way out, Mark. Yeah. We'll do it.
So this that's the end?
No, go back. Tell all the details that you wanted to tell.
I think that's the end of the captain's story.
No, like, you guys say I'm rushing in and then you're like, oh, no, that was perfect. Cassie is perfect.
There was a bit where the captain looked over the banister and all the crew were like complaining about her.
Sneaky shit move as well, by the way. He's like, oh, my crew. Because the crew are being like, oh, we're really upset because they're being mean, but not as mean as they're being to captain. Yeah. And he overhears this and he's like, I'm going to now do something about this. So he grabs her by the arm, says, I need a word with you. It points at the husband, you're coming too.
Yeah.
And just drags his wife outside. Drags her out. And then he knows the crew are all out having a drink.
He's
on
I'm
going to
say
dock.
This loud so they hear me.
Yeah.
So he does this whole thing in front of his crew without them knowing that he's specifically doing it in front of the crew. And he's just like, listen, I hate you. I'm going to be a captain now and do what captains do.
Yeah.
Go to your room.
Go to your room.
Oh, yeah. The scene went on for ages too. Yeah. And he just like, go to your room.
Don't forget the doctor at one point said to the crew in front of the Femalamane, just said, you cannot let a woman talk to you like that.
You can't. You cannot
stand for a woman treating you this way.
And our podcast really sticks by that. You can't let a woman talk.
Well, we do give them 2 minutes.
Are you kidding me?
We give them 2 full minutes.
What do you want to vote or something? You get 2 minutes at the end.
Yeah.
You cut my 2 minutes all the time.
Only because you break the rules.
It's true. There are rules.
There are rules that you agreed upon when you signed the contract.
Again, we don't silence women. We do give them 2 minutes and give them.
That's the thing.
Unachievable rules.
Yeah. Unachievable. Unbelievable. That's the 2 minutes.
I guess we just should be more grateful for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm being a real Deborah right now.
Basically, once he goes off at her, she's like, ooh, I like a bad boy. And then she's like, you're actually a good captain. Well, and that's the end of the story.
Well, that's the end of the story. But he does like,
I don't know.
She looks to her husband when he's like, go to your room. The husband takes a puff of his pipe. It's the first thing he said in the entire episode. He just looks at her and goes, go to your room.
Yeah.
And then she's like, well, I guess that's it then, and storms off. And then he looks at the captain and goes, you are a good captain.
Yeah.
As if he was like, if you hadn't have spoken up to my wife, I would have fired you.
Yeah.
It was brutal.
That's the end of that chapter of The Love Boat. But for you at home, that's one of three of our stories.
Yeah.
Buckle in.
Buckle in. There's no way they could have released this as three separate episodes. Impossible.
No way.
No way.
Now the second
Honestly,
story.
Honestly, they couldn't because none of these like
were strong
hadn't,
enough. Yeah. They weren't strong enough to be.
Or they could, I mean,
they could have put six in here.
How could you possibly string them together as well?
Yeah. Well, they didn't.
No, they had different directors.
That's what I'm saying.
They had different directors and those directors were not allowed to speak.
No.
They were kept in separate rooms.
In fact, they hated each other.
Yeah.
But for Milliman was in two of the stories.
She was. She was indeed.
A little bit intertwined.
She's coming into this second story now. Second story titled Centerfold. This one's very quick, but this one's quite fun. Out of the three of them, I'm having the most fun with this
The visual
one.
Gags and yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, so I'll pay it.
We meet a couple down in the bottom of the love boat. Do you have a nautical term for this, actually? Like, they're in, like, a main area of the love boat.
The Thunderdome.
The Thunderdome at the Love Boat.
Mm-hmm. I love Cat.
A hunka hunka Thunderdome. Yeah. We're in the Thunderdome, and then there's a new lady, and this lady we're gonna call her
Penelope Huge Tits.
Oh. Average but really nice tits.
Okay. I'm just going to call her Penelope. So Penelope's...
That's a nice
yeah. compromise.
It's a very nice name.
She goes up to Finale, Maine, and she goes, hey, Toots!
She goes, hey, Toots, my husband's a senator, son.
Yeah, my husband over there. My fiancé over there. You know, the man who doesn't look like a senator? Yeah, he's a senator. So he's basically going to be a senator soon, and I need to know what kind of magazines you get on this boat. And so Famali Maine's like, oh, what do you mean?
We get all your average porns.
We get all the titty mags.
Yeah. It's a boat. We carry all the porno mags. And she's like, well, here's the thing.
What else will the doctor beat off to?
Here's the thing. And you're going to laugh about this. I'm actually, quite a few years ago, I did a photo shoot. And she's like, what kind of photo shoot? And there was wordplay here. I don't remember it. And she's like, I bet all. There was gags here. Just trust me. And then she's basically like, a couple of years ago, I was in a nudie mag, and now that nudie mag is about to come out. And my fiance's a senator, and he doesn't know about the nudie mag.
What's the turnaround on this mag? She took the photos 2 years ago,
and then finally surfaced.
Finally time to release this.
It's your standard 2 year operation.
Yeah. You see, it was a different time.
Yeah. The printing press was just invented.
They did everything by hand.
It's just someone drawing her like one of their French girls. Yeah.
America was industrializing.
Yeah. It's just Mark's stick figures. They would never have known it was her anyway.
Yeah, the magazine's just, it's printed on bark. Yeah.
I don't draw stick figures. That's Kale, actually.
I'm sorry. We've been on so many journeys. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
I'm more of a turkey hand kind of guy.
Yeah.
With titties.
And peenies.
And peenies. So.
Progressive.
This fucking lady, she's like... I took my fiance on this boat because this magazine's going to drop everywhere. Everyone's going to see my tits in full bush. And that is canon.
Yeah,
and
she said that.
And she says, so we're on this boat to get away from it. What magazines do you have? And this fucking Famali Maine's like she's like, do you carry Kitty magazine? And the Famali, was it Kitty?
Kitten.
Kitten. Kitten magazine. And Famali Maine's like, oh, fuck. No, we do carry that.
We carry Kitten.
Yeah. And that... And it's dropping tomorrow, and there's nothing I can do about it. And you're like, what do you mean? Why are magazines dropping on a boat? Like, why? It's not like there's a room on a boat with the magazines that come out in the next week.
Well, they pick them up in Mexico.
That's where the printing press is the boat.
Yeah, but what do you mean that? So you're telling me that there's a magazine store mm-hmm. on a boat?
Yes.
And they rotate the magazines daily at the same time that it gets released worldwide.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you.
How
Mark.
Does it work? Are there helicopters involved?
No, it's just it's
they under, stop at ports
under the Thunderdome. That's where the printing press is.
Yes, there's something to do guy. With the Thunderdome.
It cranking is just one the guy. Press.
Yeah, there's a little tugboat that's.
Oh, that's in Titanic. You know when all those guys were like shoveling the coal.
Yeah, why do you think they're shoveling the coal?
To run the printing press.
Yeah,
to get the titty mags.
That's right. To get Kitten.
It's all pretty obvious now, isn't it, Mark?
I got it. So this lady's like, oh no, what am I going to do?
Oh no, my hubby's going to see my titties.
Because he's definitely on a cruise ship tomorrow going to go buy a titty mag. That's what my husband does.
Well, as she knew, and she was correct, people brazenly read titty mags
true.
On this boat.
Yeah.
No matter where they are, even if they're working.
So yeah, men like, just be reading titty mags.
She's like, when does it drop? And she's like, 9 a.m. tomorrow. And she's like, I'm going to get there. Before it
There's
drops.
There's nothing that's going to stop me from doing
and
this.
And I'm going to buy them all. And at this point, Famali Maine could have been like, oh, I work on this boat. I have complete access. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty high up on this boat. There's like 5 people who work here. I don't know if you've noticed, but we're criminally understaffed. Like you are in danger. That's how little amount of people work here. And I'm not doing fuck all right now. I could just go and get you the magazines.
Yeah.
I could go to the magazine room.
Because the wild thing is she does that anyway, but waits for them to drop.
Yeah.
But that's because they hadn't been printed yet.
Yeah.
She doesn't have access to the printing press. It's just that one guy.
So this lady.
Trying to access my printing press, are you, love? Didn't think I'd see you trying to get your grubby mitts all over me printing press. Well, that's your first mistake, love. You won't have me kittens. You won't have me kittens.
That's how I imagine it would
go. No, I think
accurate. I think that's pretty close. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the next morning, she's like, she wakes up, boom, out of bed. She grabs her clock on the same motion and goes, oh, 10 o'clock.
I've fucking done it again.
I've blown it. I've slept in.
Kevin.
Kevin's gone. Her senator husband,
because
Kevin,
he's gone up to get the mag.
He set an 8 a.m. alarm because he's like, I gotta get the mags when they drop.
I must be first.
They're dropping kitten at 9 a.m.
My eyes must lay upon them first.
And so she's like, she's panicked. Knock on the door.
Well, Famali Man's just been watching her sleep.
Yeah. Famali Man, a minute after she's woken up, Famali Man comes in and she's like, where have you been? Why didn't you go by the
TV? To be fair, it was very comfortable sleeping on the boat.
Oh, you were.
It was just rocking back and forth in the cabin like a little crib.
You were like rocking and then just like over the speakers.
You
like,
sound just like my mom. You guys need to cruise together.
I cannot wait to cruise with your mom.
Yeah.
I cannot wait.
Baby, let's cruise.
So Famali Man comes in and she's like, you blew it, but don't worry.
I got the titty mags.
And she like holds it up. She's like, I seen your full bush. And then the lady's like, oh, thank God. And then Famali Man, she's like, I didn't get them all. Three were bought before me. And he was like, how do you know? And also, on this boat.
Because she was sitting there watching them get bought and was like, yikes.
What is going on this boat?
There's three other people waiting for this to drop.
She gets there at 9 a.m. and is third in line to buy the titty mags. What is happening on this boat?
There were men that camped overnight.
Well, that's the thing. She obviously got there when the shop opened. She knows when it opens and she didn't get there first in line.
Well, there were three men that had camped overnight, including the doctor. He's not fit to be working.
Correct, because in fact, this is where they're printed. So the rest of the world actually gets them late.
Yeah, true. They need to get there.
So some of these men are on this cruise purely to get these magazines fresh.
It is the kitten cruise. Did we mention that? I think we did.
Yeah. Mm.
So now we have we've got a couple of scenes where now it is Penelope's job is she wants to get rid of all the titty mags before her husband can see them. Because
Melamine says, I got one clue for you.
Yeah.
All the buyers were men.
And then she's like,
Good one.
This is actually kind of serious to me, but it was a good one.
Well, she says that then she runs away like she's about to get punched in the face or something.
No, but she said that's heteronormative.
Yeah, she did say that.
Yeah.
She did say that.
So now we get a couple of scenes that are quite fun of Penelope going around and destroying the magazines. And these are wild because there are a lot of scenes of men on a boat openly reading a porno mag.
And pulling the faces you'd expect them to pull.
Yeah.
Where it's like they get to the center fold, they fold it out and then they go,
Oh,
baby.
Wow.
So the first.
And it's only her.
The first
it would have been hilarious
one.
If one of them just went,
Not for me.
Ripped it out himself, scrunched it and then threw it away and then she picked up the crumpled ball.
That would have been good.
Single tear.
So then threw the drink in his face.
The first one's a man lying by the pool and he's reading a porno mag and she sees it. She comes up and she spills something on him and rips out the centerfold and then he looks up and goes, hey, that's the best bit. Mm-hmm. So that's his one.
And she's walking around, she's like, yes.
Good bit of slapstick.
The second one, there's a man smoking a cigarette.
This was funny.
Next to like three other people just like hunk. Just like got a porno mag.
Definitely
like
the
shoulder
most,
to shoulder with these other people.
For sure the most, and there were a couple as well.
Yes.
And this is for sure the most grotesque man we've seen on the boat thus far.
Oh, for sure. I would compare him to a certain woman from a certain film, but I don't want to get into it.
Yeah.
Let's just say you would burn him alive. You wouldn't
house.
Even wait for him to die.
Yeah.
You would just set that shit on fire.
That's right.
So she goes up to him and she asks for a light and he can't even look away from the tits. On the mag, he hands her a light, doesn't even look at her, and she sets the magazine on fire. And he goes, and he throws it in the water. Job almost done.
Right, and Famelimane sees this and goes, I don't see a problem with that at all.
Yeah, this is lighthearted fun.
Yeah.
Setting fires on a boat, we're used to this.
She set fire to a patron on the boat. Good.
Yeah.
This is good lighthearted fun. It's just cruise stuff.
Yeah. Well, she'd seen Gilbert Grape, and she assumes you burn these kind of people.
Right.
How do we get to the third one? The third one's the doctor.
Well,
Famelimane
just tells her that the doctor has one.
It's like I've tracked down the last one. The doctor has it.
And she's like, I didn't ask for it from him, which I'll admit that was weird. Like, I know that you're looking out for these. I didn't tell him just to leave it in a drawer for the rest of the time or anything. You have to go talk to him about it. So then he goes and she goes and talks to him about it, and it's kind of weird where he's like,
she says, I have a cold.
Yeah, and he's like, hey, honey, toots, baby doll.
I've seen everything.
And trust me, you've got nothing to be ashamed about.
Yeah, right? That's like the whole...
He says it in such an assuring way.
That's his whole angle. It's like, hey...
You've actually got a fucking rig.
Not only should you not feel bad about this, but I encourage all of my patients to go out and do this.
Yeah. And she's kind of like, you're right.
And she's like, I was in law school and I needed some cash because I wanted to eat.
Yeah.
So I went and took some pictures.
And he's also like, if you start your marriage off with a lie, you're just setting up for failure. You got to tell your husband. So eventually she's like, damn it, the creepy doctors who waited in line at 9 a.m. to buy a porno mag.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Showed his coworker the porno mag.
Yep.
He must have been like, hey, Famali man, come over here.
Check this out.
Check out the fucking bush on this chick.
But you know, it's the only woman working on that boat. All she does is just get shown porn by everyone else.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know that's her life.
She was like, well, she showed up to the line and she was like, oh, I really need to buy all these mags. And he was like, no, I need the mag. So eventually she goes to her husband.
She tried to cut in line.
They're all yelling, cutting, cutting.
Get no to the cuts. Back of the porno mag line. You get
we
here
at, camped yeah. overnight.
You get here at 4 a.m. or you don't get a porno mag. That's the way this boat works. So she eventually goes to her husband and she's like, and it's fucking quick as well. There's no beating around the bush. She's like, look at this magazine. This is me. I did it a couple of years ago. It was a couple of years ago.
And then he went, nice.
Yeah. And then he goes to his briefcase. He takes out the magazine, shows it to her. And he's like, baby, all these men wish they could have you. I get to have you.
Mm.
And she's like, isn't it going to affect your career as a senator? And he's like, nah, cun. Gives her the finger.
And he looks her in the eye and says, polls just went up. And he winks at her.
Oh, shit. That's damn, nice. That's nice. That. End of that story. We're never going to see those people again in our lives. That's it.
That's it.
Okay. I hope you enjoyed it, guys.
Cut,
that's
perfect.
It for those
case
two.
Closed. Yeah.
Third story was a bit tedious, wasn't it?
It was a bit tedious, but cute. Yeah.
Incredibly racist, it felt.
It did feel racist, but I couldn't really put my finger on why.
Explain why, but it felt so racist.
It was, yeah.
Why don't you try?
That actor's entire portrayal felt incredibly stereotyped.
It was a bit lordy lordy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
At one point minstrel. He goes, why will you get off this boat and just come live with me in the ghetto?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he lists a bunch of, you know, like candied yams, collard greens.
Oh, he does say collard greens.
Pork chops. All delicious.
I'm completely fine to like speed play this one. Like I know we fast play the other ones, but this one we're going to speed play.
Are you going to do half words again?
No.
I thought she was beautiful though.
Beautiful.
She was gorgeous.
Yeah, she was. She was very good looking. She's probably like a wreck now. Like she'd be 50, 60 years older. I'm not interested in her now. Like
I'm glad we established that because she was listening and on her way.
So this story, it goes as follows. Girl gets on boat.
Meets other girl.
We see the girl going on the boat and we see a man chasing her. She gets all the way onto the boat.
He gets out of his bug van. Bug van. He's an exterminator for the stars.
She goes straight to her cabin, which she shares with someone, I guess. Is that a thing that you could do on a cruise?
I did not know that was a thing you can do on a cruise.
How cheap was that ticket?
They must have paid nothing.
Yeah.
I saw a TikTok on this. There are absolutely shared rooms on cruises.
That's grim. Why would you ever? Why would you just?
Would you just not go on a cruise?
If you were like 19, you wouldn't give a shit.
I guess it's kind of just like it'd be like a hostel situation.
Yeah. I suppose. But they were like 30-year-old women.
And the other lady was like, "Hey, if I fuck someone, let's set this rule up now with me, who you're just meeting. Are you gonna take a walk?"
Yeah. And then she's like, yeah, sure. And she's like, same rule applies to you. She goes into the bathroom and then all of a sudden the stereotype comes in. And the stereotype, I don't know what we're doing with this character. Like he's very stereotypical for the time.
Like I got to tell you, like 10 years later, that guy was like, I can't believe I did that job, but I really needed money.
Yeah,
But he was trying to be comical. He was trying to be funny with the lines.
I reckon he regretted it.
Yeah, but am I wrong? Just
you reckon?
Like to say that I quite enjoyed him in this episode.
Yes.
I'm
not allowed to say that.
While I agree with the it did feel a bit off. you know, I feel
he
like
he was
I
killing
feel like,
the
I,
role.
I thought he was killing. I thought he was.
He was funny.
He was funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
Memorable.
I mean, if you take away all the racism.
Yeah.
Like.
He was handsome. She was hot.
He was handsome. She was hot. A love story for the ages.
Yep.
So basically all her story is throughout the, she and the man, she's like, you're not going to marry me. I don't want to be with you anymore. And he's just making little jokes about like not marrying her. And there's some funny gags in there. Like, I can't remember any. But there were funny ones.
Mm-hmm. Right. But the best part was that he was just chasing her down the coast.
Yeah.
So anyway,
and he's just like at every stop on land.
And that was the romantic, probably the most love romantic thing that happened on the boat.
All I could think is like, just propose to her. This is so much more effort.
Yeah. And yeah. every time they would hit a port, he would come on the ship and be like, I love you, baby.
Also, then, what's the security like on the ship?
Oh, there's no security. There's four people
visitors.
That work.
I think they said visiting hours have ended and you have to get off because we're going to leave now.
Cool. So they'd go to a port, he'd come on.
He could have visited me.
He'd come on, do his thing. She'd be like, are you going to marry me though? And he's like, no, I'm not going to marry you. And so she'd be like, get out of here. I don't want anything for you.
Yeah, it would start with like, I love you. I love you too. Are you going to marry me? Nah. Get the fuck out of here.
And then every time they go to a port, she'd say to her friend, she'd be like, he didn't come this time. I guess he doesn't love me. And then he'll show up and be like, I did come this time and I do love you. And she's like,
it's actually crazy that you expect this of me.
This is a lot of work. I'm traveling all the way down the
it's
country.
Like the first time I did it, it was a gesture of love. The second time, you expect me to do it again?
You keep telling me to leave.
You're going so far away.
Can't I just stay on the boat?
He's like, I'm losing money right now doing this. He even says at one point, he's like, some lady's upset that I'm not killing her roaches.
So this just keeps happening. There's like a scene where like he misses a dock at one point and then they cut.
His car breaks
his
down.
His car's broken
down. Guy walks past with a donkey. He's like, come on, man.
The other racist
no, he's
thing.
Trying
he's
to
in Mexico.
Yeah.
The other thing that happens in Mexico.
Yeah, and he's trying to hitchhike this donkey.
Yeah.
It was cute.
There's also a bit where like the white woman gives the black woman all her bags and then walks away and then she has to carry her bags for her and she's like, poof.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah,
white
that was that see that was brutal.
Yeah.
That one was brutal.
Yeah.
And she went, "Oh well." It just carried all of the baskets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's so like, "What are you going to do with these baskets?" Same thing I do with the last ones. Put them in my attic. It's like, "Oh."
Yeah. So eventually the story culminates with his car breaks down. He can't get a lift on a donkey. So,
and he says, come on, man, I'll help you share the driving.
Yeah. Funny shit.
Very funny.
Yeah. It would have been funnier if he had like gone like, don't care, you know, like from Shrek. Like that shit would have
dude,
killed.
Dude, yes.
That would have been fucking killed.
If only Shrek had been released.
Yeah. That's the thing about all movies.
Because they sat on Shrek for years. Shrek had already been made at that point.
They should have released it.
Just
they
like the naked photos of that woman.
It would have killed. Imagine that.
Around.
Imagine those naked photos followed by like Shrek.
He was like, donkey. Yeah. Come on, Shrek.
That would have killed,
dude.
So he misses the dock and she's like, well, he doesn't love me.
Confirmed. I'm going to get drunk tonight.
She gets drunk. There's a Isaac's there. He's the bartender and he like, gives them
they flirt.
What was that about?
They
do flirt, but then at the very end when she finishes partying, they're congo lining out and they're even playing on like
and
a little
hitting
bongo.
A drum and
you
shit.
See, what's his name? Sorry?
Isaac.
He's just sitting in the bar and he like looks and he goes, oh. Well, he just looks really sad. It's
no,
just like, what's happening?
Because he looks at his watch. He's like, it's
so
like
late.
So fucking late. I have to work tomorrow.
Right.
So I think the way that this cruise, and correct me if I'm wrong, because you've been on a cruise, you might know, they don't shut the bar until people leave. On this cruise. Is that the way your cruise
No,
works?
They turn the lights on us, turn the music off.
Oh, shit. Like a year six disco. Lights go on, music
no,
goes
but there,
off.
There was an adults only section at the back of the boat. Forgot what it's called. It was called like the Sky Bar or something.
Oh, my God. So not even related to Elvis.
No, these are just the permanent names.
God damn it.
Mark can't handle the fact that the boat has permanent fixtures. Please don't talk to him.
They're like stuck on the boat.
Were all
change.
The toilets like Elvis faces facing up and you like peed in his mouth?
It's just, yeah.
Were all the toilets have a dead guy on them?
You know what?
Every
Mark?
Time you lift
yes.
Them, every time,
yes, they were.
At least they did that.
Every
yeah,
time
they
you lift
that.
The lid, it just goes, oh.
Real subtle, but nice. So So they do. They turn the lights on you.
Yeah, the places we went.
And you'd see where the elves, like the makeup is like sort of smudged and the Elvis wigs are out of place and you're like, oh, I was dancing with that.
But they all scatter really quickly then.
Nah, there was, yeah, there was an adult club at the end.
Oh, nice.
I hooked in with that Elvis.
Yeah, that went late, too late.
Too late, I think.
Was anyone shouting hook in with you when you were, yeah, when you were dancing with an Elvis?
Constantly.
Boy, hook in.
Constantly.
Like just three of us. Like three other Elvis homies just being like, hook in.
Yeah.
It's not problematic.
So he doesn't show up. She gets drunk. She wakes up the next morning hungover as hell. She's like, what did we do last night? And nothing really happens. We get to the end of the episode. She gets off the boat. She gets off the boat. She says goodbye to her friend who we've kind of not mentioned much this episode, but she was a pivotal part of the story. But
and was racist.
Honestly,
mother of two and a recent divorcee, yeah. I believe. That's,
yeah.
And racist.
She was kind of like
racist. And she was just there to fuck.
Well, she was also the voice to the main character in this storyline being like, listen, like, I've lived a life, like my husband left me, he cheated on me, like do shit for yourself.
Yeah, the key to having fun is to get white girl wasted.
Just get white girl wasted. Chardonnay is the best. You're going to love it. It's
two cubes of ice.
Yeah. It'd be great. And so then she's at
butter on bread.
She's at the airport or boat port. Yeah, let's assume water port. So she's at the water port and she's going. She's
the
going,
dog.
No, they call them water port.
Water port police.
She goes to get in a taxi and then someone behind her says something and we pan out and it's only her boyfriend throughout this whole episode, but he's wearing a suit. He gives her flowers and she's like, oh, thank you for the flowers. And he says.
And they kiss a bunch.
Yeah, and he's like, they'll probably look good in a floral arrangement because I want to marry you.
And he says, keep them in water.
And he's wearing a suit.
Yeah.
The guy has not had much dealing with flowers.
And then she's like, you know what? I don't even really need to get married anymore because I had some fun on the ship.
I learned how to get white girl wasted.
And I kind of want freedom like you've always wanted.
With a real white girl.
And then he's like, no, 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 no. You can't have freedom. She's like, no, like I want the freedom you want. He's like, no, but I want to get married.
And he was like, what kind of freedom did you have? Because I guess he assumed that she slept with someone else.
Yeah, which maybe she did. Maybe she didn't. It's not for us to know. And that's basically credits the Love Boat. Thank you. We've gone through three stories on the Love Boat.
We did.
Riveting stories.
We did it really quickly, really well, I think.
Mm.
And so now that leads us.
Yeah, it was very concise.
That leads us on to ratings for the pilot episode of the Love Boat. Cassie, what are you giving it?
One?
Just no further comments?
She acknowledges that it's TV.
Okay. I acknowledge it's TV.
Kale, what are you giving this one?
Yeah, one.
Kat, what does this get from you?
One.
Wow, she loves water.
Yeah, and I love water.
You're one of the most
and
aquatic.
I love
she has the wettest elbows I've ever seen.
You are the aquatic mistress of this podcast. I don't think this deserves the across the board ones that you guys gave it. I'm giving this one a hot 3.5.
Wow.
You know, there was some
more than Paris Hilton is my new BFF.
Like. Obviously more than Paris Hilton's my new BFF. Okay.
If that's what did I give Paris Hilton's
that sounded
BFF.
Really interesting.
I don't
Thank
really
you,
remember.
If it wasn't a one, then I also
no,
give it more.
No, you gave it a one.
Okay. Then I give this a 1.25.
1.25. I didn't think it, like, you know, it was shit. Like, I'll admit it's shit, but like, you know, there was like, it was definitely a boat. And for that, I give it a 3.5.
Yeah, because I guess it was supposed to be a show about a cruise. And
it, gave
it was
us that.
A show about a cruise.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where the one comes from.
And there were some love themes.
I fell in love.
What I learned is that all love in all shapes and forms
is beautiful.
Has a price.
Yeah, and it has a price.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on again, Kat. I think that's one of our most to the point structured episodes we've done for a while.
Yeah.
It reminded me a lot about our Formula One episode of just being really informative about the show.
It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I like it when it's got like a very clear structure.
That's the thing. It makes it easier for the listeners at home. It makes it easier for us.
I think we can all say as a team that we've really achieved making this very clear, concise, and to the point for the listeners.
I mean, kind of say to all of you, thank you for taking the time to bring such strong notes.
Can I take the time to say that I think like we should get like, if not a Pulitzer, because they usually only give that to books.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think this should get the Nobel.
Right.
This episode
absolutely
here.
Absolutely it should.
Because we've helped people.
Very important.
Yeah, I mean, can I say also to that point that maybe this episode should be transcribed into a book?
Oh.
And then we get another Pulitzer Prize for that.
I do like that.
Make sure there's a Braille edition.
Yeah.
For inclusive.
Oh, of course. Yeah, that is definitely. Good.
Yeah.
And one in Espanol.
You're an inclusive king.
Have we run out of time or do we have time for.
Oh, 2 minutes at the end. Fuck, we have gone long.
Yeah.
I have to cut about an hour.
I think we skip it because you know I'm just going to talk about Vanderpump Rules. It's been a huge week for us, Vanderpump.
Really doing a disservice to the fans here. Fans, now, what do we think about that?
Now, Kat, the thing is we do offer 2 minutes to anyone that comes on the podcast.
Any woman. Of course.
As long as they're a female. It's up to you. You don't have to take 2 minutes.
I would say you are the finale main of this episode.
You might be the finale main of this episode.
Can I share my finale main position with my other finale main?
You guys can have 2 minutes to get. I'm not giving you 4 minutes. Don't be mental.
I didn't expect it.
Okay, I will get out the timer. Okay, let me get out my phone. We will give you 2 minutes because, as I say on this
podcast, we'll definitely make sure this is really interesting and informative for you guys.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we'll play the theme tune to start with.
Pussy talk.
Pussy talk. Oh.
Happy to be here.
Okay, Kat, take it away. Let's discuss whatever you want to discuss.
Whatever I want to discuss?
The timer has not started yet. I still have to find where the stopwatch app is on my phone.
And also, and I don't know if we're going to change the rules on this one, but you have to remember one of the rules is you can't, it's going to be hard because you're talking to each other, but you cannot ask questions.
No questions.
To and each that, other?
It stands regardless.
It's just a rule. We didn't make
no
them.
No questions.
The rules do not change. The rules are as follows. No questions. No talking about Vanderpump Rules.
It's so unfair.
And there might have been a third question. Oh, I've forgotten that. I think the third question was have fun with it.
Third rule.
Yeah,
third rule
is have fun with it.
Have fun with it,
yeah.
Have fun with it, yeah.
Okay.
And your time does start now.
I think this week...
It's terrifying.
Yeah, this week was a terrifying week because I think I believe in UFOs.
I've always have. Is it because of my big titty alien?
UAPs.
That's not a question. That's not a question.
Wow. Okay. Have we paused the time?
If I didn't answer it, then that's not a question.
No, I asked
Kat,
it.
Kat, a question was asked. And it is a shame because it was getting off to a very good start. But
it was solid.
That 11 seconds is your full amount of time that you will be getting on this episode.
Okay.
I'm so sorry, Kat.
No, that's okay.
I ruined it for women everywhere.
Yeah, no, if it wasn't you, it was going to be me.
Yeah, I'm
We're
sorry.
We're in this together.
I'm sorry for everyone listening at
it's
home.
It's a shame.
I'm sorry for womankind in general.
Yeah.
For all the female mains.
Yeah,
there.
If you could just speak for us, that'd be great.
Yeah, it's just, as a feminist myself, if you guys could shut up for a second.
Yeah,
as a feminist for myself, I just want to say, the same thing we end every podcast episode with, and that is...
Pussy bitches! Bye!